On the show today, we have Summit Credit Union's Kim Spanham talking about their new Global Good Card for the World Credit Union Council. So check it out. Good to have you back on the show. Looks like a beautiful day there in Wisconsin. My gosh, we're in the middle of February and you guys are basking in the sunlight. What's going on?
Yeah, I know it. It feels like Florida here.
I'm coming up. All right. Hey, we're talking about something really cool as well. This global card for good that you guys are partnering with the World Credit Union Council. This is pretty cool stuff. For the one or two people who haven't heard about it, can you give us a quick summary on what it is and how does it work?
Yeah, so the Global Good Card is a credit card that part of the interchange is going to the World Council. So it's a way for us as a financial institution to be able to support the good work that the World Council does by getting this card into members' hands and also having our members feel really good about helping globally the World Council in its efforts for financial education, starting businesses that are sustainable in different countries, and providing access to credit, which is absolutely essential to the economic impact of many areas around the world. Yeah. And so the Global Good Card, the design itself even, is designed very much for that, to bring forward that type of a feeling and mission and accomplishment.
So how did it come about? Were you guys just kind of sitting around one day and go, hey, let's do something really great here. Let's give back to the world, basically.
Yeah, kind of. So just thinking about it one day in terms of how can I'm involved in the World Council and how could we create, as credit unions, a revenue stream for the World Council? Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about different credit unions that provide something good with a debit card, or use their credit cards or debit cards for different causes or different give backs. And I thought, well, this could be a really neat card that people could, just by simply using it, give to the World Council.
Great idea. What's the feedback been? Because obviously folks are looking for, especially credit union members, we're a different breed because we're looking for doing something for the greater good. And we know all about the cooperative and all that type of stuff. But what has been the feedback? What's the feedback been like so far?
The feedback's been really positive. We've done a slow launch, though, I will say. It's been a slow launch because we started it in January.
Oh,
we've
only
got 5 weeks. Yep, we've got 5 weeks. We're kind of easing into it. Mm-hmm. And in that 5 weeks, we've been slowly educating people about the card. We have about 55 cards out there right now and some balances on them and some interchange developing. So we're really proud of the early efforts with it. But we will go into more of a fuller launch in another month or two when we learn some things through this initial kind of phase-in period.
Gotcha. And you talked about educating your members about what the card's all. What type of message are you providing your members out there about this card? That hey, this is a pretty neat thing. You should use it.
So it's a way to help economic development around the world by providing access to credit by the good work that World Council does in providing access to credit, helping to create sustainable businesses and also a financial education. And so I think that really resonates. And the card design itself has a woman and a man planting an apple tree, actually, in Kenya. And it's part of a World Council project. So it's a real live, it's not stock photo or anything like that. It's real live project that talks about creating the sustainable business and in needing and able to do that, you also need access to credit. So the combination is really what we're promoting in terms of the card.
Yeah, I saw the graphic. The graphic says it all. It's such a clear-cut picture. So you mentioned that it's a slow launch and you're looking to learn a few items before you do the full push here. What things are you looking to learn? If you can reveal it. I don't want to reveal any top secret information or anything like that, but what are you looking to learn here in the slow launch that will help you later?
So in the slow launch, some barriers to to getting people to switch to this card. So what are some of the barriers? We want some of our existing cards to switch over to this one, and then we want new cards too. So we're testing different messages, messaging what resonates the best with our members. And then we are also looking at what, how easy is it to switch if somebody has one of our other cards and wants to switch to this card. It's kind of a retention piece too. You know, you could say, well, you're just switching cards from one to another. Yeah, but it's a retention of that card. Hopefully increase the usability of that card because people really believe in what it's doing. And so we become the number one wallet choice. So there's lots of different pieces of that. And one of the long-term kind of visions of this is that if this is successful and we can show a nice revenue stream to the World Council, I would love to encourage our credit union friends and colleagues around the country to also offer this card for their own credit union. So not Summit's card, but we would give them all the materials. We would give them all of the materials and they could launch and the kind of how to, and they could just launch their own card. Because I'd love to see, I would absolutely love to see 100 credit unions with their own Global Good card benefiting the World Council.
I think the World Council would be, Brian would be ecstatic about this. I'm sure he is already. So
we're excited about it. Hopefully it's a success, because if it is, then we're going to be making a huge impact around the world.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. All right. I know you have a very busy day ahead of you, so I'll wrap up here. Any advice for other credit unions looking to do? I mean, you just kind of, you kind of alluded to it in your last response. Like, yeah, you'd like to see more credit unions out there do this. Is there any advice that you can provide?
Well, I mean, if they want to get started right away, I'd be happy to talk to them or have someone in our organization talk to them about launching their own card. Or if they want to wait for us to test more messages and to see what resonates and to see if this is, if we can make it a success, then they can do that too. And we'll share all of our information with them.
Right on. Great stuff. Man, these are stories that I just really like, and are actually, I just love these stories, because it's just, it's like, why didn't I think of that type of thing? It's one of those things, you know? It's like, it's such a great idea. I don't see why other credit unions wouldn't be jumping on this as well. I mean, this is such a great cause. So good work.
Yeah, well, we love the work that World Council does, and we think it's an important mission. So we're happy to do it.
Indeed, indeed. Good people over there, and a great message to end on. Kim, thank you so much for this, and we look forward to checking down the road and see how the card's going and if any other credit unions are starting their own up too.
All right, that's great, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome.